Well, the Wallabies take on Wales tomorrow night, and it's an important tour for the Wallabies to play well and give everyone some confidence going forward. And joining us on the line is former Wallaby, one of their greatest ever, Matty Burke. Good morning, Burkey.
Good morning, boys. You're right, Lois. A bit of confidence, isn't it, after an incredibly tough year for our guys in green and gold?
Yeah, I was speaking to TK earlier. I think, you know, the players, while they're talking up a good game, do they genuinely believe they're as, you know, as good as the All Blacks and as good as England and South Africa? And do they genuinely believe that they can make a difference at the World Cup?
You know, Lars, I can hear it in your voice, mate. You know, we're sort of straining to, I suppose, believe these guys, if that's the case. You know, after you know, performances against New Zealand this year, when they continue to say, you know, we've got this game plan, we can implement, and then you sort of scratch your head and say, boys, really? Like, you know, it was the attack was off, the defence was ordinary, but they continue to talk about it. And I spoke with one of our old boys the other day, and he said, you know, but you remember when you were in that bubble, when you're in that team environment, you know, and you're hearing the mantra of the coach and the people around you. Sometimes that external noise just means nothing to you. You know, you've got this idea that it's all okay, when realistically, you know, from what we're looking at, and yes, they raised one place in the world rankings to six because Wales beat Scotland last week. But you know, in effect, you know, competitive for the World Cup, it's going to be a tough one. And then getting out of that pool, then going into a quarter final against, I think, potentially England. I think it is. You know, we come up against Wales in that tournament as well. So it's a tough one. Yeah, and you're right, Lois. This game tomorrow night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, is going to be, you know, so important for our guys.
I just can't get out of my head how they took a lot of positives out of that Argentina game.
Well, they won. They won.
And then they got beaten by the All Blacks, but there were some great moments there. We had our chances, and I'm thinking, I must be watching a different game.
Yeah. And I think you know, the end of it, are we accepting mediocrity, commending mediocrity? I look at that, same with you, mate. I look at it, and we, you know, we broadcast that stuff with 10, and you know, you've got to try and remain as positive as possible. But I'll tell you what, I don't know where they consider positives in this game. And yes, there were moments in that game where, you know, that worked really well. But, you know, if you run through the five tries against that New Zealand scored in Japan, you go, mate, ordinary first defence to start with when Squires scored. You know, the left-hand defence, when they switched and they went down that left-hand side, that was the worst defence I've seen. Off the back of the scrum, intercept try, that's about pressure. It just all seemed too easy. So, you know, I think there needs to be, if anything, there needs to be a steeliness in this game to say, hey, we're playing Wales. We haven't lost against Wales for 10 years. 2008 was the last time I think our boys lost. They go into this game, I heard you say before, TK, they go in as outsiders, only just. But I tell you, this is going to be a tough one. You know, Wales sitting three in the world, playing some good football, and they will be, you know, incredibly competitive, you know, come World Cup next year.
All right, well, let's get down to $1.77 Wales, the Wallabies 2.05. Wallabies haven't lost to Wales in their last 13 matches, haven't lost to them in a decade, okay? What happens? And the kickoff's going to be Sunday morning, 4:20 a.m.
What happens? You know, I think there's that same sort of emotion I think that Loz had at the start with. It's a bit of a sigh, isn't it? You know, they'll play well in parts, the Wallabies. You know, they'll play well in parts and they'll pressure Wales. But I think it's going to be an incredibly tough tour for our guys. I think, you know, there's two matches of Wales and England in, you know, sort of, you know, week this week and in 2 weeks' time. They're going to be incredibly tough. Chucking an Italy game in there where they could get bashed up. So I think this game against Wales is going to be incredibly tough. I think the market that you've got there, boys, is just about right. It's going to be a close one. But I think Wales will edge ahead more for the fact that what game plan are they going to throw out there on the weekend? And that's what I don't know. I don't know if they can mix up their game plan all that well. So, you know, there'll be moments in that game where it'll be competitive. And, you know, we've got some new blokes coming to the team and Karevi's come back, which will add to it. And you know, he had a bit of spice last week as well. Against the All Blacks, or a couple of weeks ago against the All Blacks. You got Maddox on the wing now as well. He can have a bit of a turn and burn. Corabetti is no longer in the team, so there are changes in this team. Jack Dempsey comes in, so you know there are guys that can add to this team. Will it get them over the line? I just don't know. This is going to be, again, it's going to be a close one. I think the Scarlets will get in front.
Berkey, we play three games, obviously. What's a pass mark for you on this tour? And say if we happen to lose all three games, what happens?
Pass mark is they've got to win one of the games against England Wales. If they lose all three, Checker still stays. There's no one there who can take over. That's the thing. If you're looking about going to the World Cup next year, if you did change a coach after this tour, if they went absolutely diabolically, there's no one else who can take the reins. The next Test match would be the Rugby Championship, four games before the World Cup. So that doesn't give anyone any lead in time. So he will stay. No matter what happens, he will stay. But we can't. What there needs to be wins. There needs to be W's at the end of this 3-week tour. Not just we played well in patches and we've got the game plan to move forward. We've been hearing that for a very, very long time. And Loz, like you said at the start, to be honest, it's starting to get a bit long in the tooth how they can find positives out of games that we're losing by five tries.
Thank you very much, Matthew Burke. So there it is. Tola Latu will be starting in that hooking position. He's been sin bin for the last two test matches. Israel Folau stays on the wing. That's a waste, if you ask me. And there was speculation Dave Pocock and Michael Hooper. You could only go with one of them. They're going with both of them. So that's going to be the Wallabies outsiders, $2.05 at tab.com.au. Wales, $1.77.